And it can be deceptively chilly when you're lumbering around.
Yesterday, I nearly passed on because of hypothermia. Yeah, well, and ironically enough, the crazy thing was, the whole time I was outside, I was toasty warm. You know, I got electronic underwear, I just said it, 75 degrees. Got my big fur floppy hat, which makes me look so debonair. Got my down jacket that my baby gave me, my lambskin down jacket. And so after the show, I invited young Steve over to have a drink before he went off to his class. And we're in the Grease Palace, just warming up, had a nice fire going. I was showing him around to my trophy room, you know, where I keep all the antlers and stuff, animals I've blown away callously. And I got a big meat locker down there where I keep the meat, because I'm not one that wastes the food. I figure if I shoot it, I'm going to eat it. Because the thing is, you shoot a rhinoceros, you're eating for a good little length of time. So I got a big freezer down there. We walk in there, and the door slams shut behind us. I said, my God. There we were. I was wearing my smoking jacket. Young Steve, t-shirt. I said, my God! The maid's not due for another 5 hours! We looked around at all the frozen animal carcasses. Isn't this ironic? The rhinoceros that tried to run me down. The glasses having the last laugh. The deer that tried to bound away. Soon I shall join it in that frozen state. So we got colder and colder. I said, we got no other choice. He said, I know what you mean. We got to share warmth. And so, they tell you to do that. I read about it from Sir Edmund Hillary. One time he was trapped on the cliffs of Kilimanjaro, and all the climbers had to hold each other to share the warmth. So, we had no other choice! My God! Well, being the bulkier of the two of us, the cold didn't hit me as hard. And so, holding on as close as we could, I saw as he eventually slipped into unconsciousness. His eyes shot, his head lolled. I figured, what the hell? They'll probably find us dead. Dear Lord, forgive me, but allow me a last minute speech.
Oh, that's a flash of special.
Oh, wouldn't you know, just as I felt myself slipping into unconsciousness, the maid came to put some frozen stuff in there, opened the door, found us both lying there, dragged us out, gradually warmed us, and needless to say, we're here today, working, perking, and having a ball. But the story isn't without its ironic twist. As we were sipping hot cups of brandy, Steve looked away shyly and said, I got a confession to make. I really wasn't unconscious. I said, well, since we're coming clean, I got a confession to make. The door opens from the inside.
The Grease Man on DC 101.